And for our final segment tonight, where are they now? Tonight, the Koopa Kids. Where the f*** are they?
Letters and numbers in eternal fisticuffs. Good odds on numbers, letters do not have enough. Doesn't seem very fair, the letters barely can score. Well, while the numbers are bigger, infinitely more. And they put up a good fight, but I don't think they will win. I put my money on numbers, letters counted as thin. Letters and
hey, this is Anthony from Game Music for All.
And this is Mr. B from B-Type and Super Powerless and, like, a couple of other things, I guess.
And this is Chibi Ma, also from Game Music for All, and you're listening to Letters vs. Numbers.
Finally. Like, after how long?
A long, long time.
It's you can't see me, but I was standing here, like, looking at my watch and tapping my foot for, like, 3 months.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. I've just been, like, sitting in this chair for the past few months.
What you can expect is, like, probably episodes every week for about 4 weeks and then nothing for a while again. Because that seems to be how we do it.
Yeah.
You know, you binge and then you fast.
Yes.
Especially now since it's fall now, so school's starting and whatnot, so...
That doesn't affect me in the slightest.
Well, that's because you're not... Oh, shut up, you two. It's because I got stupid school stuff and work. It's horrible, horrible, horrible.
What are you doing at school?
I am studying media arts and computer science. Yeah, fun stuff, fun stuff. I get to mess around with Photoshop all day and computers and programming. Which is alright.
Have you ever done computer programming? It's awful.
No, I've never, and that's why, well, originally I was majoring in computer science. But
okay.
I was like, screw this. I hate math. I can't deal with this. So now I'm doing Photoshop and web design, which is amazing. So once I get the hold of web design, I may be able to redo Letter vs. Numbers website and Game Music for All website.
With like flash animations and click to enter screens and maybe a little MIDI
it's
file.
It's gonna be like
playing.
A flash game. I'll make
like little like cartoon versions of us just like running around all over the place.
Word, that'd be badass.
I know, right? I thought so.
We can do the soundtrack ourselves.
Woo!
Maybe.
Oh, wait. Never mind.
Should we mention that opening song now?
Yeah, think of that.
Yeah, that was somebody, like, finally manned up and made us a theme song. Like, because people have been threatening to do this, like, since our inception. And how long's it been now? It's been a while. And that was...
Like,
that was...
Oh, I make you a theme song. They never do.
Yeah, Epic One said he was going to make us one, and then when I saw him, he bitched at us for not plugging his new album, and then he grumbled a bit. So I don't think we're going to get a song from him anymore.
Aww. Oh well. He can deal.
Yeah, he's a big
Maybe
kid.
Someone should do a song as letters and another as numbers, and we'll just mash them together.
Yeah, like, someone do the beat as numbers, and then, like, someone sing or rap over it, and they can be letters. But the numbers could really fuck you up if you, like, changed time signatures and stuff.
Numbers are known to do that.
Holy fuck, my new computer is awesome!
What kind is it?
Well, you know on Audacity, it says, like, disk space remaining for, and then it tells you, like, however long. Like, it usually says, like, 16 hours or something, but it has disk space remaining for 365 hours. So this podcast is going to last that long.
Oh, Oh my.
Even if
it's just
me.
What do you have on yours, Ma?
Shit. Well, I don't really know, to be quite honest. I don't know where to look to. Oh, wait. I have 182 hours.
That's pretty good. You'll make it past the halfway point. That'll be when things get real interesting.
I feel like a chump now. I only got 8 hours.
Shit.
I'm holding this back.
Gino, do better. What are you doing?
And
I'm downloading video games.
Yeah, you've been, like, obsessed lately with, like, Wii, like, hacking, basically.
Well, soft modding. I don't want to call it hacking because I'm not actually doing anything.
Well, I know that.
More
like...
than following other people's tutorials of how they hacked it.
That's like the purest form of the internet. Doing what other people tell you and assuming it's right.
Speaking of, like, the Wii, have you seen the new A Boy in His Blob trailer?
I think so.
I saw the old one.
There's an official Boy in His Blob trailer, and oh my dear god, it is amazing. It looks like a little, like, I don't know, I can't explain. It's like, it looks like an epic cartoon, basically, that you can watch on TV. But it's amazing. Oh my god.
So, like, Dragon Slayer?
What?
You don't remember?
Oh, or, Dragon like, Slayer? Space Ace?
Yeah, Space Ace.
Yeah.
Or Full Throttle.
Oh god, I'm so excited for that game. Like, that one, I'm definitely, my Wii has not been used in a long time.
You should mod it.
Boy, I should mod it? Yeah.
I think I spent like 2 weeks modding it, and I spent like 2 hours playing games on it in the last 2 weeks.
That's a bad ratio of time invested to reward, I guess.
I've been spending my time playing my PSP, mainly. Because of Dissidia, obviously, which is out. It's amazing. Oh my god, love it. And I just got Prototype for my PS3, which is really fun too.
I've been playing on my GameCube. Yeah. Actually, right, I've been playing DC versus Mortal Kombat on the Xbox.
I like that game.
And that game is nowhere near as bad as everyone says.
No, it's not. I think it's actually really fun.
I didn't actually get a chance to play it that much. I just, like, I watched all the cutscenes on, like, game trailers or something.
I think it's absolutely amazing. Like, the only thing about it that is not as gruesome as previous Mortal Kombat games, but
describe it as absolutely amazing. Like, there are some better games out there, but, like, it was fun. Except that the Flash is ridiculously overpowered. The Flash is like, if you play as the Flash, you win.
Yeah, you're just done. If someone's playing the Flash. But I agree. Like, I think it's a fun game to, like, you know, if you're just, like, bored or whatever, and you're like, hey, let's play a game. Hey, this is fun for a little bit. It's not, like, fantastic or anything, but it's a fun game. I agree.
So, like you wouldn't buy it, but you would play it at a friend's house.
Basically. Although, I'm telling this, I'm saying this again. I would buy, well, I did. But if you aren't sure if you want to buy Prototype, buy it. It's totally worth it, in my opinion. Like, a lot of people have been like, either like, oh, that game is absolutely amazing, best game of the year. Or they're like, oh, that game is horrible, I can't stand that game. But personally, I think it's awesome. It's got a lot of, like, Assassin's Creed to it. Like, it's not as repetitive as Assassin's Creed, but it still has that same feel because you're, like, in the city, you're, like, you know, trying to ignore all the police and all the military people, but, oh, it's so much fun. Just, like, picking up cars and running up the side of buildings and...
Oh, I remember you telling me about this game. Is this that game that just is Spider-Man?
It is, like, basically, yeah, it has a lot of, like, Spider-Man, and it has a lot of, like, Assassin's Creed, and it's amazing. Like, you just run around the city and shit, but it's extremely intense, extremely gruesome. Like, oh my god.
Speaking of intense, have you ever played I Wanna Be the Guy?
I haven't. Everyone's been telling me I need to play that, but I'm like, I don't know.
No,
I
might no, get really no, no. You actually do not need to play it.
I downloaded it. It's sitting on my hard drive right now.
I Want to Be the Guy apparently is like one of the hardest games ever. So,
it's
I don't know.
It's
I want
just
to give it
not
a shot.
Fun. It's like a bad ROM hack. It's horrible. I don't want to be the guy.
Like when people like tell me it's hard, they don't never actually like in detail tell me how it's hard. So do you think you could do that for me? Like, because I've been like asking everyone about it, and they're like, "Yeah, it's a really hard game," and I'm like, "Okay, how so?"
Basically,
is it hard because you can't bring yourself to beat it because it sucks?
No, I mean, it doesn't suck. I mean, it's like the collision detection's good and it's well programmed and it's a pretty game. But like the thing of it is, you have to, by trial and error, reach, like work out how to defeat every screen at about 5 seconds at a time. So you'll spend like maybe like 5 minutes trying to get through like one little bit, like one jump. And then you'll do it, and then like it'll be the same again for the next bit, except you have to link them all together, because if you do one and not another, you'll just die. And like even when you know how to do a certain bit, it's still ridiculously hard, like pixel perfect jumping and stuff, because it's like a parody of the like ridiculous games they made in like the early 90s and stuff. Like it reminded me of a lot of Amiga games, except on purpose.
Okay.
It's horrible.
So is it, I don't know if you've seen this, most people have, but it's the, like the video of, I don't know what he is, but he has an accent, and he's playing Mario, but it's like a custom-made level, and it's like really difficult, and he has to jump, like, over like huge, like impossible spaces and like get through, but he's like bitching throughout the whole time. It's absolutely hilarious. I don't know, I think, I'm pretty sure you have seen it. Gino, but I don't know about Yubi.
No,
you
I probably
I saw it, and like I thought it was not that funny because I don't tend to like people talking in funny voices and supposedly having to think that's hilarious.
Yeah. Maybe, how do you know?
There
how
was another
maybe,
one.
Maybe
there was a
like
much
naturally.
Better one. It was a Japanese one. And
Japanese one?
Like, it was a Japanese like hack of Mario Brothers, and it was the exact same first level, except they changed everything to make it incredibly harder. Like the first mushroom you get, instead of a regular mushroom, it would be like 100 poisonous mushrooms would come out and start flying everywhere.
Oh my
or
Lord.
There's just one part where it's just a normal space, and when you walk on the block, you just fall into the floor. And
wow.
All kinds of weird stuff like that. It's like there was a jump you had to make, and when you jump across it, like you normally would, like you've been playing the game for the last, you know, 10 or 20 years, you'd hit a block, an invisible block, and it would like knock you right into the hole. And it took the person who was playing it, I was watching on YouTube. It took them like 10 minutes to beat the first level because this stuff that kept happening.
Wow.
And the best one was when you jump to get the flag. Like, when you jump to get the flag, and you know how once you touch the flagpole, you can't control Mario anymore, you slide down, bullet bill hits you.
Are you serious? That's horrible. Oh my god. So you can't actually beat the thing, then?
Well, no, you could beat it, but you just have to, like,
jump at the exact right time.
Completely memorize all the traps they put in.
That's hilarious.
Speaking of other hacks and computer games, I started playing Cave Story recently after being recommended to me a million times.
What's Cave Story?
That game is awesome. It's like a downloadable free PC game. Everyone should check it out, especially if they like Metroid. It seems like a big fat homage to Metroid. Like, you know, you collect missiles and guns and, you know, healing stations and stuff like that. It's basically Metroid, but with a little kid with a hat.
Oh, okay. Because what you were saying before about, like, these, like, videos of people playing Mario, there was this, like, one where it was just, you know, like, a normal, like, guy trying to get through a ROM hack level, and he was like, this is ridiculous. And the guy who, like, made the level was all, I can do it with one hand and stuff, and he was like, bullshit. And the guy just, like, holds the pad in his hand and doesn't press anything, and like the level's been perfectly designed so like Mario can be like pushed along and falls on things at the right time and bounces from thing to thing, and it's just this like really intricate sort of Mario sliding about, like being led from level to level, and he doesn't move an inch. Like right at the end they like fire him at the ending flag and stuff, and like there's a point where he's on Yoshi, and then there's a point where like an enemy like hits Yoshi, but that makes Mario jump off onto like a safe platform and stuff. It's fucking ridiculous.
I want to see this. This is.
I've seen a couple of those. There's one that's like 10 minutes long, and it's also set up that the way he bounces off of like how he hits coins and bounces off of Yoshi and stuff like that is a song.
Oh,
so not only do they make this, I guess, masturbating level where Mario just plays himself. but it's also set to like a 10-minute Japanese techno song.
Very wow. Nice.
My God. Ugh.
We should play one of those one day. But instead of that, I think we're gonna play a song that we've already chosen because that's how we do.
True. What song should we play?
I think we should play that 10-minute fucking long song you chose. No.
We should keep that for the end, though, because it's ending.
That's true. This is fair warning, listeners. We have, like, a 20-minute song at the end.
But it's amazing. It's not 20 minutes. It's 9.
It's, like, half an
30
hour.
30 minutes.
No, it's not. It's amazing. It's epic. You have to listen to the whole
thing,
too. We're
going to play the entire soundtrack to a game.
This podcast is in two parts. Like the first part is us, and the second part is just Mars' song that she chose.
We couldn't
get her to introduce it on like that part too, because it's just a song. Because like MP3s don't come that big.
We're just gonna mail the disc to everyone.
Just email the song. Oh, Lord. No. I think we should play the new track that was released by Old Snake TQCMC on Rhyme Torrents.
Word.
Called Jackass, featuring Dr. MC Mystery. And, yeah, we're going to play Jackass.
Enjoy.
How can you hate Raiden? He was off fighting while you were busy hiding in a box or in a barrel somewhere. Everybody against him just because he has longer hair and a bitch of a girlfriend, but she doesn't matter. He's both cyborg and ninja, slice, dice, and blood splatter. There's no landed enemies that he can't take. Whips out his blade like my turn to protect you, Snake. He used to be a novice, trained in the game, and stifled by the Patriots, controlled his brain. With his sword, he cut through the lies. Now he's back on his track, kicking out Gecko on the attack. He controls the lightning in the fight, no hand. Watch as he has all the bitch frogs disbanded, dismembered, disassembled. He's straight cutting, leveling all opponents right down to nothing.
No, that shit ain't true. I know we're friends now, but I will fucking mail you. If you claim to think Raiden is cool, like I did that tool you should drive in the school. They call him Raiden, cause he craves cars to ride. That pussy bitch is lamer than Fox alive. I need a box to hide. He makes no sense, can stop Outer Haven but can't break Fam's defense. Talk about it. Consistency. I break dance with Gecko, resisted in a pile of crap for a while. straight face. It's just so stupid. But seriously though, see you in hell, okay?
Welcome back. The second song there was called Medical Advice by Multi Pharos. I hope I'm saying that right. And it was off the new Pterodactyl Squad compilation, which is, of course, free. So go download that song. It has like 20 other awesome songs on there.
Tis a groovy song.
I think that was like my favorite song on the album, though. That's
it's funky as
fuck. Like some of the funkiest chiptunes possible.
Oh, man. Yeah, I need to get these new albums. I've been...
You need to get your funk on. You need to find your inner groove.
Find my inner groove.
Word.
Yeah.
That's not a sex joke.
No. Oh, God. Oh, something I need to mention before we totally forget. Tokyo Game Show. This week. Oh, Lord. Oh, my.
Yeah, I'm going to be there.
I'm excited.
I'll see you there.
we're all gonna fly out to Tokyo. We're all gonna do a special letters versus numbers.
I'm already there. I'm in the queue for it.
All of our big corporate sponsors for this podcast are sending us out.
Yep, on private jets.
Yeah, we're making bank.
And each but our for own some reason, private jets too.
All these checks say Chozo Ninpo on them.
Do not cash until 4020.
I am so excited, though, for Tokyo Game Show, you guys. Like, I'm just on the edge of my seat. I'm just hungry for more new video game news of some sort.
Well,
something amazing.
Scribble Nuts is already out, so, you know.
You know true. What?
I'm all geeked out.
To life than Scribble Nuts.
No, there's
not. I haven't got Scribble Nuts yet, but, like, I'm gonna download it, probably, and I've just been thinking in my head of, like, hypothetical puzzles and how I would hypothetically solve them, and I haven't ever done that for a game, ever.
No, I only saw, like, one trailer for Scribble Nuts, and that's
you only
it.
Need to see one trailer.
But... Like, the whole, like, draw, like, I don't know, it just sounds too good to be true. There's gotta be a flaw. There's something wrong.
I was watching trailers of people playing after E3 for, like, a whole day, and just the insane things they came up with. Like, someone was trying to get to, like, the other side of a lake that had a shark in it, right? And they tried to use a transporter device, but it sent them back in time, and they were eaten by dinosaurs.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe this game is just as good as it looks.
And then someone had Sulu eat the shark.
But there's gotta be like limitations on what you can draw. I mean, come on now.
It's not what you draw, you like write it. You write in the word.
Oh, you write in the word? Oh, I thought you, okay, never mind then. You write in the word. Well, there's gotta be limitations on what you like can put in there.
Well, yeah, but, like, there's so much that isn't limited.
Like, I know, knowing me, I'm totally gonna, like, put in, like, penis or something.
They said there's no dirty words and no copyrighted material.
Dang it!
So I can't go attacking people with Metroids.
See? It's not as good as it says. It's not as good as it seems.
Yeah, but you can, like, twist around it. Like, instead of Metroid, you could just put in, like, squid.
Flying jellyfish.
Yes. I'm gonna... I wonder how many, like, problems I can solve with the liberal use of dragons.
So that's like, your game, is Dragon Knots.
So, wait. What if I put in, like, nuclear missile?
You can do that, I think.
Atomic
bomb. I think someone
bomb.
Did do that. I think someone used an atomic bomb and blew up the entire level.
Nice.
What if I like put in like Japanese person or Korean? Can you like? Oh my god. Okay. I might have to actually get this game. Maybe. I don't know. There's so many games I need to get. There's so many. Ugh. It makes me sad.
Mm.
Oh well. I'll have to get Scribble Knots and Professor Layton for my DS.
Definitely.
Speaking of Professor Layton, have we got any tweets or anything?
Let's see here. Well, we have a tweet from Backwards Ricky.
Nice.
He just says, I love you all. That is all.
Okay. That's... Thank you.
Oh, Ricky. I love him. He's a cool kid. He likes Metal Gear, so he's cool in my book.
Metal Gear. What else
Metal
we got?
Gear. Oh, that's it.
Oh, sweet. Okay.
No one else. I don't know. I'm tempted to tweet again and be like, hey. Hey.
Hey, what the fuck, Twitter? Yeah, go for it if you want. We have a similar story with the emails, actually. I might, like, read them now, because there's not a lot here.
Let's do it.
There's this, we got one email, and this is from Bob, and it goes, Hi, guys. I've been listening for a while and just decided to write in. I really like the podcast and hope there are many more to come. I was also wondering if you had heard from Joe from the GameWave podcast and if he's still doing them. Anyways, hope you have a great day. From Alan Oden.
No, I don't know about... What was it? GameWave podcast?
Yeah.
Well, Joe, he also contributes to GMFRA sometimes. And he hasn't done his GameWave podcast in, I don't know how long, like a year now? And
well,
but,
we
like,
we did our guest
ago,
episode.
Yeah, we did a guest episode. That's
ages
their
ago.
Last one.
Fuck.
So that's a while
Man.
Ago. But
we should have probably
Joe,
brought our game better.
He posted that he did one of the STFU AGPM GM podcasts, and I was like, what? You're not even doing your own podcast. You can't go doing guest podcasts.
Oh, well, that's kind of what we did. I should probably, like, warn you guys now that I do appear on an episode of Vagina Deep In podcast.
Traitorous.
Yeah. To be fair, I did spend most of it teasing them for having a terrible show.
All right, fair enough.
Cool beans. No, I was going to be on, what was it? It was a Scrub Club, I think.
Uh-huh.
On their show, but I never got around to it. It was like, I think you were there, Gino, or B. I can't remember, one of you two were there. And it was like, everyone was in the chat, and it was totally, like, unorganized and just hectic. But it was absolutely fantastic. I loved it.
There were, like, two different chats for some reason.
Yeah, there was two different chats and everything. It was great, though. It was, I don't know. I need to get back to listening through the shows. I haven't listened to his show, or... Is The Hangover still going on?
I think so. I think there was one last weekend.
Well, because, like, I tried to get on there about 2 weeks ago, and there was no one in the chat room. There was no Hangover. I was like, okay, whatever. And I haven't heard about it ever since. Like, I never hear about anyone talk about it.
Maybe they're, like, hungover.
Maybe we brutally defeated their podcast again.
Yeah. Probably. They need to stop, you know, entering our yard. Speaking of entering yards and also Scrub Club, Scrub Club are hosting an event in Florida called, is it Nerd Invasion?
Nerd Invasion.
Nerd Invasion.
Yep.
Because you can't name enough things nerd something.
I want to go so bad, but I can't.
You want to go so bad to see Schaefer the Dark Lord, Scrub Club, Krondor Crew, Zealous One, and some guy who wins a competition.
Some guy who wins a competition? You don't even know?
Well, it's probably going to be MC Cool.
This event seems pretty swanky, too. Like, they have real sponsors and stuff, like the people that make Magic, Wizards of the Coast. And, like, these other big-name nerd things that are going on.
Damn.
So it seems like they have all their stuff in order this time.
Well, that's good.
You know, since we're not being invited to podcast anymore, like at NerdFest.
I guess they saw us at Nerdapalooza.
Yes. Nerdapalooza. I will be there next year. Don't worry. It'll be more than just Moogle Maw. It'll be the actual Chibi Maw.
Oh, also, West Coast Wig Out sometime in December, I guess.
which I might be able to go.
Is it December? Because I thought it was November, and I was worried that was too soon and stuff. But if it's December, I might be able to go.
Yeah, it's December now because, you know, nerd invasions and such.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I might be able to go. I'm so excited. Oh my gosh.
Wait, why is an event that is happening on like the other side of the country affecting like your event? Because, you know, on that day when you choose it, there are probably going to be other gigs in Florida somewhere.
Just be quiet. I know what I'm doing.
Quit being a Debbie Downer. Damn it.
Debbie Downer,
this is
damn
why
it.
I'm the promoter and not you.
I was a promoter. I've put on 2 events of increasing success.
It's only up from there.
Oh, speaking of like events, oh, what about what do you guys think about that PAX dealio? Swine flu.
Everyone got swine flu and died.
Everyone in Nerdcore is sick currently, or getting over sick. It's kind of ridiculous.
That's what they get for going to the wrong festival. The jerks.
Oh, hey, we got some tweets. Mind if I read?
Well, should we play a song first?
Oh, okay, we'll play a song first. We should play one of your songs, B.
One of my songs? Cool.
Yes.
The song we are going to play is Shale Riley released an album called... Well, more of an EP. I don't know. But it was called Shale Riley and the Double Ice Backfire. And it was called Songs from the Bottom of the Pit. And the idea was that he was just going to release it on tape. And then promptly put all the songs on the 61. Anyway. But, which is probably just as well, because then people get to hear them. But this is his combat crunk song called Tiptefo Omet Tet. Or... the bottom of the pit, but spelt backwards. And I don't want to spoil it for you, but it's about reptile. Enjoy.
There's an old man, and he keeps me in a subterranean area. And he won't let you come and see me until you fulfill his criteria. After midnight, in the full moon's light, climb way up onto a bridge. When you meet a friend to the old man's and beat him to death with your fists. Someday you're gonna die, you know it. Go back home, but don't you show it. Say to yourself, this is it, this is it, this is it. Wait for the day when you finally show here. Blocking will get you nowhere. Say to yourself, this is it, this is it, this is it. It's life at the bottom of the pit. You show it, say to yourself, this is it, this is it, this is it. Wait for the day when you finally show here. Blocking will get you nowhere. Say to yourself, this is it, this is it, this is it. Someday you're gonna die, you know it. Roll back home, but don't you show it. Say to yourself, this is it, this is it, this is it.
hate this.
That song was from Return of the Attack of the Legend of Pizor, which I totally said right this time. Hell yeah. And that was the Ghostbusters theme by Arm Cannon.
What? That was... You, like, went from so enthusiastic to, like... I can't even do it. You're just like, and that was the blah, 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 woo!
Well, this is Arm Cannon we're talking about, you know?
True,
you can't not be excited.
Talking very about true. Arm Cannon is like doing speed.
Well, you're shooting Arm Cannon.
Oh, my God. Can I... Oh, my Lord, you guys. But no, I Live. That's a good song. That was a good remix of Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Major
also, if
Arm
you
Cannon
look it up, if you look them up on YouTube, if you look up this song by Arm Cannon, you'll probably find a picture of them performing it in their practice space while the drummer is wearing a pizza costume for absolutely no reason.
That's hilarious. Nice. Oh, my Lord. Can I mention the tweets now?
Yes. Yes, you may.
Okay. Sweet.
Because I am right, a benevolent leader.
Hipster, please, says, hello, LVN crew. I have missed you fiercely. Aww.
Aww.
And we missed you too. And then...
Wait, we haven't missed him. I've still been reading his side.
Me too.
Even though it's always about Wizard Rock now. Ugh. I hate reading. Literature.
You used to be about the non-wizard music.
And then Mr. DP Raps says the
no,
live stream is the live stream is an asshole and Chibi Moz knows. She'll know what I'm talking about.
And do you?
Fuck you, DP. Fuck you. That's all I gotta say. Actually, you know what? I'm just gonna pretend I don't know what he's saying. Anywho, live stream is not an asshole.
Live stream's tit.
I don't know what you're talking about, but fuck you, man.
Rhythm Rue says, did you mention She's new album, Orion, or possibly about the new Pokemon game coming out in the future? Plot for RE movie is out.
Resident yes. Evil, I'm guessing. Breaking news, new Pokemon game coming out in the future. From Nintendo on a Nintendo console.
Possibly, and Game Freak, maybe? Yes.
Oh, I know. I think I know what they're talking about.
Is he talking about the remake of Gold and
Silver and Gold. Oh my God, I'm getting Silver.
It's gonna have a pedometer on it. That's so cool.
It's gonna be amazing!
I don't
oh
even
God.
Know what that pedometer does, but.
Me neither.
I want it.
And then, wait, are you gonna get Heart Gold or Soul Silver?
I'm gonna get Heart Gold and, like, wear it round, like, my neck, like it's my bling.
Lame. Gino and I
How
will
is
be
that
chilling
lame?
With our Soul Silvers.
Yeah, but you'll come crawling to me when you want the exclusive Pokegemons.
You're gonna want the exclusive Pokegemons from us too, so.
Nope, because everybody always got silver last time. That's why I got gold, and I was just swimming in offers to get silver Pokegemons.
Pokegemons. Gold ones. What's this deal about new album, Orion? I might sound a little new.
Oh, that's by, she. God, it's hard to talk about a person whose name is, like, an adverb. Adjective, whatever.
It's okay, use your speaking
anyway,
words.
She has released a new album, and I think you can get it like on iTunes and Amazon or whatever place you buy MP3s off of. And I haven't heard it because you have to pay for it, and I'm cheap. But my pal Marco from Rhythm Roo heard it, and he's a big fan, so I would say I trust his opinion, so I would say you should check it out if you have the scratch for it.
Sweet. And then, I don't know anything about plot for Resident Evil movie is out. I never read anything about
There's
that.
There's several but... Resident Evil movies.
Yeah, I know. Well, I guess maybe he's talking about the new one, like the fourth one coming out. I can't remember exactly what it's called, but...
Like the animated one or the live action one?
The live action one. There's a
the live action one, they go back in time to when zombies were first created, but they think they've gone back in time, but they've actually gone to the future because it's post-apocalyptic, and the only thing there that's left is Nemesis in his like leather coat, and like you know how he goes like stars all the time. Like, it was because he wanted to destroy all buildings and to be able to see the stars above him, like, without light pollution. And, Yeah. And, like, he ends up, like, joining forces
with... Is that how bad the movie sounds? And it sounds like he's making it up as he goes along.
Well, I just know he may have been.
No, this is it. This is real. Like, the idea is that
Hollywood writers... Mr. B could write a better plot by making it up on the spot.
But, like, group hanging around with, like, Mia Johanovic in, like, the future, but they think it's the past. Like, are trying to get back to the future, and, like, one of them hypothesizes that, like, you know, that they can go forward in time, but they can't go back, and they end up going forward in time, and, like, the stars are even, like, clearer. Because they actually went even further forward than the future, because they were in the future all along, and like that's the big twist. Like, because the script got leaked, and it turns out that like Nemesis has like something in his code that can like actually make time travel go backwards. So they like fight him to like get inside him and stuff, and like that's the big battle scene, and like. Like, they all die, and it comes down to Nemesis and, like, Mia Johanovic. And then, like, it turns out that Nemesis has been able to, like, shapeshift all along. Like revert from his zombie form, and he reverts back, and it's me. And then I make out with Mia Johanovic for the next 20 minutes of the movie, and then the credits roll. What?
I couldn't see it any other way, to be honest.
Okay. Oh, Cupcakes tweeted us.
Moving swiftly along.
She said the letters versus numbers. I demand predictability. Oh my god.
Predictability?
Yes.
Well, weren't we just saying, like, that the show that she's on was meant to be on and wasn't?
Yeah. I predict that,
this is just another reason why Letters versus Numbers chase away all podcasts. Because they just...
You know, if we were predictable, they'd know how to compete with us. But, you know, we're always lurking in the shadows, ready to pop out when you least expect it. We're ninjas like that.
They just can't get their irony game right. There's no irony at all.
Mara says, I tweeted, and then Pugs the Big says, howdy, howdy, how y'all doing, and what you got planned in the future? Well, I'm doing good. Going to school. I've been sick, because everyone in Nerdcore is sick. And my future is to get the new Kingdom Hearts game for the DS next week. I can't ever remember the freaking title. It's like...
Is it 358?
Yeah, 358 divided by 2 or whatever. I have to get that.
I don't
remember
because I just call it 358 over 2. But then when I heard like an official saying of the game, it was like 10. Somehow they made that 10 times longer. Like 358 days divided by 2 days or something. They found a way to make that much lengthier of a title.
That's weird. Anywho, I'm going to get that game next week. You should too, Gino. You should too, B. We should all play the new Kingdom Hearts. Oh, come on now. It's about Roxas. It's about organized... What?
It's about Roxas? Oh, okay.
Yes, it's about Organization 13. Come on now.
I don't have, like, a console.
Oh, well, steal one. Yeah.
How are you doing, Gino?
I want to play Sega Superstar Tennis.
That game's not that good.
Well, it was free, so I'm sure it's good enough.
Once you get Alex Kidd, you just win constantly.
Really? Is he that good?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he has this stupid special move that just crunks everyone's shit.
Because I got the one for the DS a while back, and I just used, what's his name, from Jet Set Radio.
Oh, the chick?
No, it was the dude.
Oh, okay.
And he would do this move where he just, like, would disappear and then, like, throw, like, 3 tennis balls at you.
Fuck. And you have to guess which one was right.
Pretty much. So, I'm hoping the Wii one will be about as good.
It sounds like it is.
How are you, B?
I'm pretty good. I'm not playing any video games. Moving in with my girlfriend. Gonna join my band again. Yeah.
Fun stuff, so, fun stuff.
I'm actually a lot more excited about all of that than I just said.
Guys are so unenthusiastic.
That's documentary material right there.
Fuck.
Get some spunk. Come on now.
Oh, I've got spunk.
You ain't got no spunk.
I've got gallons of the stuff.
Both of you.
You de-spunked us? Because that shit replenishes.
No. We should play another song.
Agreed. What should we play, Marface?
I think we should play one of my songs. I want to play, I guess I can't play the 9-minute one yet. I'll play I got my hands on the new Blood of Bahamut soundtrack. It's not out in America yet. I don't even know if it's coming out in America yet, the game. But I got my hands on the soundtrack.
I was gonna say, like, it's cool that it has a soundtrack, but I haven't heard of the game.
Oh, you've never heard of it?
No.
It's for the DS, and it's by Squeenix, obviously.
Uh-huh.
And you basically, from what I can tell, since all the trailers are Japanese, you have a group of people, and you're fighting basically the summons.
Oh, okay.
Like, all the main summons and stuff. So, I think that's pretty cool, but it's released in Japan currently. I don't know if it's coming to America, but anywho, I got my hands on the soundtrack, and it's really, you know, it's what you'd expect. But it's also really good. My favorite song, which we're about to play here, is called Promise. And I really love it because, you know, I'm a huge sucker for classical, serene music. So, yeah. No, it's not. Anywho, we're going to play Promise. And the freaking composer is Naoshi Mizuta, I think?
Mizuto.
Yeah. Mizuto. Yeah. There we go.
So. Word. Thank you.
That was Evolution of Circuitry, a.k.a. Elecman, from Entertainment System and the Megas for their new album, Megatainment. I did it again. I'm awesome. I'm on the roll this episode.
Woo!
Unless no one even understood what I said.
That's a good song. I like that song.
Awesome.
I need to get
The Megas and Entertainment System collabed and did like a little EP about Mega Man 1.
Sweet.
And it was awesome. And
I've
like,
never
it's
heard
like,
of Entertainment System. Like, huh. I know,
they're
right?
Awesome.
I need to get my hands on their music then.
But Ma, we have played them on this very show.
Your point?
I swear to God, I'm so close to replacing you with Neely.
What?
I think Neely just wet himself because we finally mentioned him on this episode.
Probably.
Oh, you guys gonna replace me? Fine then. I'll just go make my own podcast.
No one will podcast with you. No one can. You're a loose cannon. And we're, like, cannon holder in place of us. There are no other cannon holder in place of us.
At least I'm spontaneous. I don't always stick by the rules.
What rules?
No, I'm no square.
No, we... We just argued to the contrary. That's not fair. You can't make reference to things that were in between songs and then spin it round like you're a completely different person.
Yeah,
you've changed. You've changed since the break.
I can be whatever I want to be. You can't tell me what I can't be.
Well,
I'm my own person.
Well, how come you don't want to be a winner?
Not gonna let you take me down.
Is Ma trying to break into song?
No.
Any minute now, it'll be like a high falsetto. I'm a winner! My name is Ma! Don't try to stop me! I will go far! Yeah! Chippin' Ma! Driving! In life's car! In the driver's seat! Now suck my teat. Get out of
you
my way. What?
B, I have a song for you too.
Oh, okay.
It's called Suck a Cheetah's Dick.
Okay, let's hear it.
I don't know. I don't know the whole song. You have to look it up. It's like
it's a lot of work because you have to catch it first, right?
Suck a cheetah's dick. Suck a cheetah's dick. Have you not heard that song?
No.
Oh my god. Gino, you've heard that song.
I think, I'm pretty sure no wizards told me that song.
Yes.
I think,
oh
Ma.
Oh my god, if you don't. Hmm?
It's not a song, but it is like audible. I'm gonna give you the slow clap.
Genova sucks. Anywho, we should podcast during Tokyo Game Show. Yes? Yes?
Okay. You mean like watching
it live
or whatever?
Do they have conferences for that?
Yeah, they have conferences for it.
All right. Well, all right. We'll set up the dates for the conference and, you know, we'll MST3K the bejesus out of it.
You can probably expect us talking about Tokyo Game Show. I know. Word. I will. I'll be all
and
over it.
Constantly interrupting every time anything Final Fantasy gets mentioned. So then yep. Mock and yell at us.
You know what? It won't matter because I'll just mute you guys. I'll just mute and enjoy.
And then we will be the kings of the podcast once more.
You're so mean to me. You're such a bully. You know, I used to have good confidence, high self-esteem, and then you came around and tore it apart.
This isn't bullying. This is on-air chemistry.
Mr. B is like the real world. Like, you know how people say the real world to crush your spirit? It's like all balled up and it was born as Mr. B.
Ma, where did you go to school?
Me?
Yeah.
What do you mean? For like...
Like just where did you go to school?
I went to a high school.
No, where I went to school...
Here. Where?
The streets.
The streets.
Yeah.
Oh, that explains a lot. Anywho.
Do you wanna like prepare for listeners for like 9 minutes of violins?
Yes, I do. Okay.
Sweet.
So, again, Dissidia is amazing. If you have not played that, go play it now. It's absolutely Final Fantasy-tastic. It's absolutely amazing.
Can you play as Red 13?
What?
Can you play as Red 13?
No, it's all the main characters.
Anywho, so you can play as Locke?
No, the main character is Terra. Or Tina. Terra, actually, yeah.
Oh.
Anywho, it's really fun.
Oh, can you play as a Chocobo?
No, you can't.
But like, Chocobo Racing.
You can't
the main
play
character.
A Chocobo. You can't play any other
Chocobo race was awesome. Don't get me started on that.
Dissidia is really fun. It's got fun gameplay. It has a lot of references to all the Final Fantasy games.
Can you play as Mog?
And we got the soundtrack. The soundtrack's fantastic. And my favorite song on the soundtrack was the ending theme. Because it's like a medley of all the Final Fantasy
games. Can you play as Black Mage?
Can you
We're
play?
Play?
Can you play as
ending.
That woman
you know
who
what?
Was in
We're gonna
ER?
End this. We're gonna end this Dissidia ending from Dissidia right now. Okay, we're done. Bye bye.
Bish bash bosh. We're out.
Thank you.
Nice.
I'm done.
And with
I'm
that,
stopping.
I'm gonna hit stop.